This is Unmel Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Unmel Radio News Update at 8. I am Barbison Harris. The president of ECOWAS Commission says ECOWAS will remain a strong partner in the building of a new Liberia. Marcel de Souza noted that ECOWAS is working with the government of Liberia in fighting poverty and creating an environment where young people will not have to go on dangerous journey to Europe in search of greener pasture. Speaking at the launch of the National Center for the Coordination of Response Mechanism, Marcel de Souza said the Early Warning Response Center is destined to be an access to all issues pertaining to human security, which includes political, health, and food insecurity in the region. The president of ECOWAS Commission spoke at the newly renovated ECOWAS office at the Pan-African Plaza Annex in Monrovia. Panelists at the 61st Armed Forces Day celebration have stressed the need for the Liberian military to serve as a force for national development. Speaking at the forum Monday in Monrovia, the panelists noted that the armed forces can complement other sectors of society, moving the nation forward. The forum was held under the theme, Safeguarding the Military Integrity During Democratic Transitions to Promote Peace and Stability in Liberia. Dr. Felix Gerdes, a lecturer at the Kofi Annan Institute for Conflict Transformation at the University of Liberia, described the AFL as an institution that has come of age in taking practical steps to regain public confidence. According to Gerdes, the nonpartisan role played by the armed forces in the 2017 elections was demonstration of the institution as structure that places itself above politics. For his part, the president of the Liberian National Bar Association, Councillor Moses Pega, praised the AFL for playing what he calls a backseat role in the just-ended election, saying it was a role that attracted international commendations. The Liberia Council of Churches, LCC, has called for deep reflection and critical research on issues concerning land ownership and dual citizenship. LCC's second vice president told on the radio that a debate on dual citizenship and land ownership should be guided by thorough research that will lead Liberians to logical and valuable gains for development. Dr. Olu Menje said actions on these matters should consider but not be limited to economic implications, governance, but at least best practices, mainly in the sub-region, and human rights. The LCC's call comes in the wake of President Weah's State of the Nation address calling for the scrapping of provisions in the Constitution barring dual citizenship and restricting citizenship to individuals of Negro descent.
We are calling on all Liberians, especially experts, for us to find some time to discuss the issue in depth and see what others are doing in other countries before we can come to a logical conclusion. When those conversations come to the table, then we'll be able to address all of the concerns that people are raising. So I think it's a healthy place that we find ourselves, and we want to commend the president for bringing up these kinds of conversations before the public domain.
The Liberia Council of Churches, LCC, second vice president, Dr. Olu Menje. The news is coming to you from Unmel Radio, the official voice of the United Nations mission in Liberia. Human Rights Watch has urged Morocco to reconsider a 5-year sentence it handed down to political activist Murtada Imrachin in November. The organization warned the judgment was based on a confession which may have been coerced. Mr. Imrachin, 31, was a member of Al-Hirak al-Shabi, a popular movement which called for jobs and an end to corruption in Morocco's Northern Rif region. He was convicted in November of defending terrorism and inciting violence in posts about the assassination of Russia's ambassador to Turkey in December 2016. He also wrote a post claiming he had told a journalist that Al-Qaeda's leader had asked him to import weapons into the Rif region, something he later said was sarcastic. Mr. Imrachin has subsequently said his confession was forced by police who threatened to publish private photos of his wife. And the United States has issued sanctions against a general for being a key contributor to the conflict in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo. General Mohindo Akili Mondo, an ally of President Joseph Kabila, was among 3 men sanctioned by the U.S. He spent 2 years in charge of the Congolese Army's operations against a Ugandan rebel group, the Allied Democratic Forces, ADF. The United Nations, the UN, formed during that period, General Mondo was involved in the killing of at least 400 civilians. the U.S. has also placed 3 rebel commanders on the sanctions list for recruiting child soldiers and committing human rights abuses. That's the UNMEER Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Session of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMEER, you can log on to www.unmeer.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmeer2003, or twitter/unmeernews. I am Bobison Harris. Good morning.